you don't brag about your car's resale value until years later when it proves you made the right call. And Toyota makes that choice easy. For the sixth year in a row, Toyota was named the best resale value brand by Kelley Blue Book, with Camry, Tacoma, and 4Runner all earning best in class. Because when you buy a vehicle that's built to last, you drive away with value you can count on. Shop Toyota.com to learn more. Vehicles projected resale value and best resale value awards are specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
I always know when a big holiday shopping weekend is coming because there are sales everywhere telling me to shop now or miss out. But when I shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, I never have to miss out because Bob's has the latest summer styles at everyday low prices. Plus, Bob's has tons of real 5-star reviews for me to rely on, which is how I found a real marble elm dining set with over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the ultra comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to skip the holiday weekend gimmicks and score 5-star style for every room in your home, listen to the smartest shoppers around and shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Now I have on the line two therapists. One is my sister in love, but she's my sister, and her name is Janelle Butler, and she has Cope with Janelle. That's the name of her business, Cope with Janelle. And the other one is Dr. J, Nancy Peabody Smith. That's Dr. J. And she also, both of them have practices. One is in South Carolina, one here is in Georgia. Janelle is in South Carolina. Jay is in Georgia. And the funny thing is, and this is not even intentional. This is how God works. Both of them are members of the same sorority I am. And that is Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. Good morning, sister. Good morning, Janelle.
Good morning.
Great morning.
Good morning, Jay. Good morning, y'all. So here I got, we got two therapists on the line because everybody need it. Y'all, people, I can't even explain to y'all. Y'all, my Facebook is blowing up. Over here, the lines are full. The only line that's open is the VIP line, but y'all caught it on. And people are hurting. If y'all don't know if y'all listen to the radio or not, but people are sad. People are distraught. People are mad. People beyond mad. People are pissed off. So I don't even know which one of y'all want to go first. But Jay, let's start this. What's the stages of grieving? I mean, because I think something's happening. And then let me just say before you start, we got 2 minutes. We're gonna go to break, and then I'm gonna bring y'all both back. Go ahead. Go ahead, Jay. Talk to me, Dr. Jay.
Oh, well, so what you were saying is really what's happening is that we're grieving. And if you think about the stages of grief, the first one being denial, like we woke up like this can't be it. And then anger. Anger like, how did this happen? Who didn't do what they needed to do? Then that bargaining stage. Look, if we could just have some boats that didn't come in yet come in and make this right. And then depression. Right? And there's something to be sad about. There's a lot of sadness, a lot of anxiety. And then, that last stage of acceptance. And acceptance doesn't mean we agree. Acceptance means, okay, it is what it is. But then sometimes you have to take acceptance and turn it into advocacy. Okay, it is what it is, but what do we do now?
Right.
And what about you, Janelle? What do you think? Are you grieving? How you feel? How is it possible for all of us to be grieving at one time? Some people say they feel like their mama died, their daddy died.
It is possible. It is very much possible. And I will say one of the things about when we do grieve or when we have any type of hot emotions is that there is some type of comfort that does come with camaraderie. And so when we see that we're not alone in our feelings, those tend to make us feel a little bit more comforted or like we are a part of a bigger collective. But there is a caution that I put out for that as well, because we also need to set boundaries around the amount of exposure that we have. You know, one of the things we have to do is remember that whatever we feed grows. Whatever we starve will eventually, you know, die out. But right now, a lot of us are not just sad, but angry. And that anger can pick up real quick and get ignited very quickly if we are constantly listening to the rhetoric that may be coming from the opposing party or different opinions that may vary from our own. And so it's really important that we exercise as individuals setting boundaries around how much we're going to consume, especially on today.
I'm going to stay with y'all. Y'all stay with me until I come back from the break. We have on, that's Dr. J, and then we have on Janelle, coupling with Janelle. This is your Waking Up with D. This is Deuce and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Tell me why. Tell me why. Tell me why.
You're Waking Up with D. This is News and Talk 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community. Oh, let that play. Because sometimes people have to encourage themselves for real. You got to speak victory after the during the test. And no matter.
And no matter how you feel.
Speak the word.
Speak the word and you will be healed.
Speak over yourself.
Speak over yourself.
Okay. Don't let me.
Encourage yourself.
Encourage yourself. Okay, we have on the line with us, we have Cope with Janelle, that's Janelle Butler, and we have Dr. J of the Peabody Practice. Both of them, you'll be able to, I'm going to let them get their information later on in the show, but I think they both take health insurance, but you can go see them if you need to talk to somebody during this ordeal. Don't act like this is something like some of y'all might need to talk to them, not even just about this, you may need to talk to somebody in general. Because I think everybody needs a therapist, and even a therapist needs a therapist. And right now, God be my witness, I'm going to call a therapist, because I'm going to need some therapy today. I'm not even going to play with y'all today about this thing. I need to talk to somebody, because I'm in all the things that Dr. J said. I am in denial. I got all the feelings at one time. Anger, denial, blaming. I don't know what all she said. Blame. It's going to take me a minute to accept this. Give me a couple more days. Just give me a couple more days. So while we're doing that, y'all keep talking to me for a second. So what should we do? So y'all heard, I got people on here saying that they don't know what they're going to do. They feel sick on their stomach. How could this have happened? What are we supposed to do now? How do you respond to that, Dr. J?
You know, the reality is we have to sit with our feelings for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So we woke up sad this morning, then we got to be sad. If we woke up angry, we got to be angry. In disbelief, anxious, we have to kind of just sit with our feelings for a minute. We just don't get stuck there,
right?
So at some point, like you said, we have to talk to a therapist, talk to each other, get some of that out. In some kind of way, being able to, especially with the anxiety, because there's a lot of anxiety about what if this happens? And so you guys sit with that. Okay, well, what if it does? What are the chances of it happening? And what are we going to do? So sit with your feelings, face your fears, talk about it, The other thing that I want people to be mindful of, especially today, is our young people. I've already got messages about, you know, children that have woke up crying, wondering what's going to happen to their friend, or if they're going to get caught up in a mass deportation, even though they're here legally. So, you know, being mindful and speaking to our young people as well.
I'm glad you said that. For those of y'all who are watching me on Facebook, go share. And Janelle, you want to add to that, darling?
Yeah, actually, I totally agree with Dr. J. And I was talking to your niece and nephew this morning, Dee, because they had their own feelings. Yes, an 11-year-old and a 9-year-old had their own feelings about the election results. And I found myself letting them know that, yes, it's okay for you to feel exactly how you're feeling, but remember that everyone has feelings. Everyone has an opinion, and we have to respect everyone's opinion, even if their opinion does not align with ours or with our beliefs. And that's a hard pill to swallow as a kid, let alone as an adult. You know, we all still struggling with that in our adulthood. And so it's hard to put that out there, but children, they only emulate what they see at the house. They emulate what they know, the values that have been instilled in them from the people who have been speaking their life scripts into them. So when they come to school today, it is a wonder what the conversation will be. That's what I do know. What will the conversation be across the board with the children?
You know what? And this morning I was on the phone with one of my girlfriends. And I'm going to give a shout out to Alice. So Alice Dungy, if you're listening, she's one of my Jack and Jill friends. And we serve together on the legislative committee. And she's also a member of AKA, so I still love my sister with some other things. We do a lot together. And this morning, she started texting me at 5 o'clock a.m. I need y'all to understand, she didn't text, so that means 4 o.clock a.m. And do one thing for me. Whichever one you're driving, Janelle, put your phone on mute for 1 second, because I can hear the wind. Okay, so so one of the things that she said this morning was, D, my daughter is calling me on the phone, because she's in another room. She's distraught. And the one that went away, her daughters are distraught. They're younger. They are literally sick on themselves. They were crying. Crying. They're like, what's going to happen to me? Like, are my rights going to be taken away as a woman? Like, this thing is real, y'all. So talk to me for a second. Jay, like, what we going to do, Dr. J? Like, for real. The baby's crying. Dr. J, did you hear me? So what do we do about this? I mean,
you got the same thing that we do for ourselves. You have to allow them to share their feelings. Don't disagree with them. Just let them get about. And again, what are we fearful of? Let's talk about our fears. Let's talk about all of it. And, you know, emotions, I always say emotions are contagious. And so if we're feeling anxious, the people around us are going to feel anxious. If we're angry, the people around us are going to feel that anger. But again, take a moment and sit with your feelings. You know how we say be in your feelings? Go ahead and be in your feelings and feel it and let it come. And then be able to, again, face your fears, talk about it. So what I've told my children is today we get to have a great pity party, but tomorrow we got to get up and do something different.
And that's I love that advice. That's what I said at the beginning of the show. I said, y'all, you know, I'm gonna let y'all grieve. Today gonna be the day. Say what you guys say. Even if y'all gotta do, some of y'all might have to do it tomorrow. I said, but by Thursday, we got to get into mobilize. We gotta shift. We gotta start working this thing out. We gotta figure out what we gonna do. And how we gonna do it. But I told them, because a lot of people's like, well, people telling me to get over it already and to just talk positive. No, today, sometimes, you know, you got to say what you, like when you said, feel what you're feeling, however. Sometimes you got to talk to this thing, because I really believe when things are bottled up inside of people, that's when things.
For 2026, Toyota is the best resale value brand, according to Kelley Blue Book. With the Tacoma, Tundra, and 4Runner named the top three for resale value above all vehicles by KBB. And with special financing available at your local Toyota dealer, you can enjoy affordability today, while great resale value can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit KellyBlueBook's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
I always know when a big holiday shopping weekend is coming because there are sales everywhere telling me to shop now or miss out. But when I shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, I never have to miss out because Bob's has the latest summer styles at everyday low prices. Plus, Bob's has tons of real 5-star reviews for me to rely on, which is how I found a real marble elm dining set with over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the ultra comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to skip the holiday weekend gimmicks and score 5-star style for every room in your home, listen to the smartest shoppers around and shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Things go awry. Like, because that's why, you know, Black people, we've done a good job of maintaining our anger in a system that has been created at times to keep us down or to oppress us. We are not the ones shooting up schools and churches and malls and games and, you know, I don't know, grocery stores. People have all type of problems. See, when we're angry, we just we may take it out on each other and do stuff, but we don't go do massive stuff. That's not what we do. We don't do that. That's not what we do.
So holding our anger in is not healthy either.
Right. That's right.
So if we don't find a way to get the anger out, whether it's talking, going to the park and just screaming, or turning that anger into advocacy, it just stays inside of us. And then it's like a soda can. You shake, and then you pop the top, and it's like 0 to 100. And that's what happens to us. We explode. Or we, you know, what we call implode. We keep it all in, and then it affects us in a physical way. So there's nothing wrong with being angry. It's what we do with our anger that's going to matter.
Ooh,
right,
I like
now.
That. I like that. It's not
absolutely, Dr. J. Absolutely. I would add to that just by saying we have to remember that anger. One of the things that I often find myself telling my clients is that anger mobilizes and sadness releases. You know, like when we get a good cry out, we may feel like we ran a whole marathon. We're usually very exhausted after that and can get a good night's sleep. You know, we're really tired. But when you're angry, you could drive from Georgia to Charlotte in like 15 minutes. You can clean a whole house in 0.2 seconds flat, lift up a car if you wanted to, because there's something that mobilizes within our anger. But it's what we choose to mobilize, what we choose to use to mobilize that anger that makes the difference.
And it does. I do have to go to break. I love that. Y'all please stay with me one more little segment. Please, just for a few more minutes. I know y'all got to work, but just stay on for another segment. This is News and Talk, 1380 WAOK. Y'all, this is News and Talk, 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community. I decided I was going to bring it up a little bit, just a little bit, and this song is called Jesus Promised. This is a turn up for me. And it says, oh, how wonderful it is. You hear that? Jesus promised he'll take care of me. I'm turning it up a little bit more. They need some Jesus. Come on. Oh, how marvelous it is. He gonna have to take care of us. Cause ain't nobody else trying to. Oh, how wonderful it is. He sure will, even in the midst of this. Oh, how marvelous it is. Jesus promised he'll take care of me.
Oh, how
wonderful it is. Okay, you can turn it down. Jesus did promise he'll take care of us. I'm a Christian. So don't y'all call in here with all this other stuff. I'm like, she a Christian. You doggone right, I'm a Christian. And what you don't do is play with a black woman, Jesus. And don't do it today. This is not the day to do it now. You maybe another day, but not today. Not today. Not today. Okay, we still have on the line, and I'm going to let them go after this segment. We still have on the line with us. We have Janelle Butler with Cope with Janelle, and we have Dr. J. Lynn Peabody Smith with the Peabody Practice. And talk to us. I'm sitting here looking at my social media as well. I'm listening, and I'm on all my things, and people are like, this is, some people are saying this is the apocalypse. I'm reading this from my messenger. They're saying this is Armageddon. They said that we're getting ready to be caught up in the rapture. Lord, they're about to take us out of here, Lord. Don't take me yet. I ain't ready to be caught up in the rapture yet. I'm telling y'all that right now. I'm ready to fight, but I ain't ready to go see Jesus yet. I'm telling you, Jesus, please don't come back and get me until I don't reach over 100 years old. Now, I'm going to talk trash, and I'm going to fight, but I need to stay here. Plus, I'm too young right now. I have not reached the promise. The promise is supposed to be 70+10. That's 70 years old, and I'm not 70 yet. So, y'all going to the rapture by yourself now. Okay. So, anyway, right now, anyway, unless the Lord says otherwise. So, Dr. J, and, oh, yes, I forgot to tell y'all that my sister, Dr. J, is also an ordained minister. She is. She's a preacher, so she's really Reverend Dr. J. Lynn Peabody Smith. And my sister, Janelle Butler, is First Lady Butler. My brother is a pastor. So there you go. Y'all talk to us. Talk to us. Somebody talk to us. Y'all talk to us. Help us. Help us. Help us. Help the people.
All right, ladies. I got you covered. You know, I want to make sure that the people have some practical means by which they can take care of their mental health on today and beyond, as well as help their children. And so one of the things that I would highly recommend, I'm on board with having your feelings, letting them sit. Please allow that to do so. Feelings are indeed, like Dr. J was saying, contagious. But I was listening to you say all the things that you were reading on your line, on the social media. And what we don't want to do is take our feelings that we are having, and begin to catastrophize them for other people as well. Like, again, whatever we see is going to grow. So you got to know your limits. I love how you already gave the people out there, all the listeners, do you say, hey, I'm a Christian. What you don't do is mess with black woman Jesus. Absolutely. And not on today. So what you did effectively was you set a boundary. in pure D fashion, you set a boundary. But the truth of the matter is, I think we all need to set some boundaries. So one of the things that I recommend is setting boundaries around not just what we're consuming, but what we allow our circles even to say to us, or you know, what conversations we're going to engage in. Allow your feelings to be your feelings. So when your feelings start to morph into a conglomerate of everybody else's feelings and catastrophizing, you lose you in the midst of that. Mm-hmm. And it makes it harder to navigate through that. So you want to make sure that we're setting boundaries. Want to focus on the things that we can do now. Like, yes, have our feelings right now for sure. I love what you said, Dr. J. You gave a time limit to your children. We're like, hey, okay, so this is what we're going to do for today. And then tomorrow we're going to make it another focus. Absolutely. Give ourselves some time limits, but we give our mind a focus. Our mind is not just responsive. We can give it a focus, and it will do what we tell it to do. If I ask everybody right now to think of a number, your mind will think of a number. It'll do whatever you ask it to do. So what we want to do is make sure that instead of getting lost in our worries and in our anxieties, that we put our energy into things that we can control within our sphere of control and give our mind a focus. And speaking of the mind, doing mindfulness practices, getting good rest, taking time to unplug and to just do some 4-7 breathing or some box breathing, listening to music. I love how you have music that comes on with a message to encourage. There are things you can do to really allow yourself to get a balance. Nutrition, exercise, sleep, all of the things. The world does not stop with one decision. Mm-hmm. God will take care of us. Whatever your belief system is, you have got to implement that, and you have to yield to that. We're saying that we are Christians. Let God take care of us.
Oh, I like that. And Dr. J, yes. You had the final say. Talk to us for a little while. You talk to us too, and then I want y'all to just talk to me in your way right now.
You know, I love what you said about sleep, because, baby, I didn't get any last night. Mm. I kept, you know, just waking up and watching. I don't think I fell asleep till about 5 in the morning. Everything that Danelle said is absolutely true. We are experiencing all this. We're feeling all this, but we can't get stuck here, right? The other thing is, anger. Behind anger is something else. We said it behind anger is like the window to the soul. It's like a secondary emotion. And I think a lot of what we're feeling right now is fear. And so, again, what do we do with that fear? Definitely want to take care of ourselves. I plan to have a great cup of tea and go to sleep. I'm going to get my journal out, and I'm going to write down.
Glad, get that tea.
Yes, I'm going to get a journal out later and write down all the things that I'm fearful of, fear for my children, for my brothers, for myself, for me as a woman. I'm going to look where God has made a promise, and I'm going to attach that fear to one of God's promises. And like I said, today, it's going to be a great pity party. But tomorrow, we're going to have to get up and do something different. That anger has to become advocacy. We have, we like you said, there's a lot that we can't control. But we do have a God that is still in control. And so we're going to rest on that and see what God does.
I love y'all. We got to go to break. I couldn't get an email. I want them to give their websites. I want them to give their... So both of y'all, start with you, Dr. J. Give everybody your handles, Instagram, Facebook, whatever you got, and how to find your practice. Please do that right now.
My name is Jay. It's www.thepeabodypractice.com. The Peabody Practice on Instagram. And Dr. Diva of Divinity on Instagram. That's mine as well.
Okay, I got that.
And you all can find me, Janelle Butler, at copewithjanelle.com. That's COPE, which stands for Climb Over Problems Every Day. COPE with Janelle, JANELLE.com. And you can find me on Instagram and on TikTok under COPE with Janelle as well.
I love y'all. I love y'all both stores. Thank you so much for coming on and talking to the people.
Thank you.
I appreciate y'all early in the morning. This is News and Talk 1380 WAOK. You're waking up with D.
For 2026, Toyota is the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book. With the Tacoma, Tundra, and 4Runner named the top three for resale value above all vehicles by KBB. And with special financing available at your local Toyota dealer, you can enjoy affordability today. While great resale value can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Pool days call for cookouts and lots of laundry. This Memorial Day at Lowe's, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-burner gas grill. Now just $199. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep dishes, clothes, and food fresh. Having fun in the sun is easy with us in your corner. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See associate or Lowe's.com for details.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.